This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. During the next 4 minutes, I think you'll find a word of encouragement and inspiration for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
What's the most important thing you can do for another person? I'm not sure anyone can answer that question with any degree of certainty. A lot depends on the person's circumstances at the time. If the person is hungry, give him food. If he is thirsty, give him a glass of water. If the person is cold, invite him in by the stove or give him a coat, and so on and on. The list is practically endless. But let me suggest one of the most meaningful and powerful things you can do for a person that is largely overlooked in this materialistic and secular age. You can pray for a person. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, helping others by prayer. There are many things that people promise to do for others in need that do absolutely no good. I heard of a fellow who needed a job, and he was on his way to a personnel man for an interview. The man's friend heard about it and said, "I sure hope you get the job. I'll keep my fingers crossed." The man did get the job and came back to his friend and said, "That's the best answer to crossed fingers I've ever heard of." Unfortunately, there are those who put prayer in the same category. Just a nice little expression of concern. A way to tell a person you're involved and interested. But don't you believe it. Prayer is power. The reason? Behind believing prayer stands the immutable and unchangeable promises of God. The prophet Samuel came to comfort the people of Israel and warned them not to turn to things which could not profit or deliver. "For they are vain," he said. Then he made this powerful and dramatic statement. "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you." Prayer is profitable. Prayer can help. I read of a missionary who was serving the Lord among a wild and dangerous tribe. The fiercest of the tribe had determined to kill him and came to his house to haul him out and murder him. They were approaching the place when all at once they turned and ran in terror. They had seen something that had gripped them in terror. Later, when these men were converted to Christ, they told the missionary about it. They had seen 8 shining men with drawn swords standing guard around his house. Naturally, the missionary was surprised by the story, only to learn that on the day of the attack, 8 men in America had gathered to pray for the man's safety and protection. Now you think of that in the light of Psalm 91, verse 11. "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." One of the newer translations reads, "For he orders his angels to protect you wherever you go." The New Testament contains a great deal of teaching regarding prayer for others, but some of the most helpful passages are the prayers of the Apostle Paul. In these, we catch a glimpse of his great heart and concern for others. Here's a portion of one of them recorded in Colossians chapter 1. "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord and do all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." Read the entire prayer, along with those recorded in his other writings. They will provide a great source of inspiration and instruction in the matter of praying for others. May God bless you as you bring others before the throne of grace.
If you'd like some practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.